Thank you, Shauna. So I got my timer so I don't forget to do that. Yeah, I appreciate that introduction. Thank you. My name is Amber. I am recovering from depression, among many, many other things. I came to DA with a pretty solid foundation in 12-step recovery for a lot of different things. And I didn't write, I thought, well, I'll write a few things down. And it just, I know that that can just snowball into perfectionism. And so I just crumpled it up and was like, okay, higher power, just, you know, give me the words to just share my story. I can probably share my story better than anyone else. So there's no, you know, getting it wrong. And it's different every time. So I have been looking for this fellowship for a really long time. And it's hard to know really where to start. I do want to share a little bit about just my history, you know, in childhood, as an adolescent. I had, you know, I grew up in a family with, you know, a mom and a dad and three brothers. Our family was deeply affected by the disease of muscular dystrophy. And I remember when my oldest brother, who was 11 months older than I, would start falling, which was a natural progression. And I reacted very quickly every time, running to him to help. I was just desperate to help. And every time I tried to help, I was rejected. The intention certainly wasn't to be hurtful, but that's what happened. And that was repeated and repeated and repeated and so ingrained in me that every time I was rejected, I felt like a failure. And so that's what I grew up feeling. And that I should be all powerful and be able to help, and why couldn't I? So that's one of the first real damaging thoughts that I had. My brother later passed away. And that's when really, I think the depression started. I was really angry that he was taken. And I made a deal with the God of not an understanding that was not part of my life, but I didn't know who else to be angry at. So I blamed that God that I did not have a relationship with at all. And I wanted desperately to have traded places. And so those were my first thoughts, you know, the suicidal ideation that we talk about here, that we can talk about here. I didn't know that this was going to be this hard. But I know that sharing is healing. And it feels really scary to really be seen on this level in a new fellowship, because I'm new, you know, I'm 6 months new and I'm working my steps in a co-sponsorship group, which thank God, thank God that I have that, because I'm gaining insight and awareness from that. So growing up, you know, anger turned inward is my experience with depression. So for a long time, you know, I would have been okay if I could just leave this earth. I'm still here, so I'm still supposed to be here. And I believe that. And, you know, life just kind of kept going, and I was just, I shut down, just the whole, my whole system shut down. And I just kind of coasted and was pretty numb through high school and even college. I had another brother who died. And that wasn't quite as hard because his body was just not equipped to be here any longer. So it was hard, but it was easier at the same time. So just kind of, you know, moving along. So there's been loss after loss. And then I discovered that I had been affected by, you know, addiction and alcoholism in my marriage relationship. And so more loss, grieving, you know, something living and a living person. Then there was more loss of my last living brother and a relationship with his family and my nieces that has been estranged for some time. There's been a little bit of healing with the relationship, but there's been a lot of healing for me in that. So it's just been like, boom, 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 all of this grief. And then my mom got Alzheimer's. She first got congestive heart failure. And then she had Alzheimer's and she passed away. So at this point, I didn't know how I was going to make it. And I'm powerless over a lot of things. You know, I'm powerless over food, powerless over other people. I'm powerless over life on life's terms. And I've been angry about that for a really long time. And I've been fighting for a really long time. I'm a very deeply emotional, highly sensitive person. So I'm powerless over my feelings, my emotions, and I'm learning to share them and honor them and move through them. And then I looked up depression. I think I look up Depression Anonymous, and there it was. And when I first heard and how it works, you will hear how hope, light, and energy have been regained by those who were hopeless and in a black hole and tired of living. And when I heard tired of living, I was like, thank God I found what I need. And I really resonate with that, feeling tired of the human experience and of being left behind. I'm tired of being left behind. So that was really helpful to hear. And I didn't come in here saying, hi, I'm recovering from depression. I don't think I really believe that I had depression, but I identified with feeling tired of living. And I always like to point out the third tradition, that the only requirement for DA membership is a desire to stop saddening yourself. When I first heard that, I was like, what are they talking about? Where do I sadden myself? Well, I sadden myself when I listen to depressing songs over and over and over. And that was helpful to be aware of that. When I create fantasies in my head that are not real, I am saddening myself. You know, I am living in suffering. And I'm learning here, I don't have to do that. So I was suffering quite a bit just this morning. Negative thoughts. And in the step three work that I've been doing, you know, there's this thing that's in the book, the law of threes. One negative thought about myself is immediately replaced. Immediately. Not in 10 minutes, not tomorrow. Immediately replaced by three pleasant thoughts. And I did that quite a bit this morning. I've done a lot of reaching out this morning. And so that's just this new idea of I need to do that immediately. If I want to feel better, then I do it immediately. And I did it pretty immediately today. And also in step three, there's a section in the DA manual. I believe it's page 51. And it says, with any addiction to an experience, be it alcohol, eating, gambling, smoking, and for us, depression, we all know there is no quote unquote cheap grace here in getting free from our dependency. Jim learned in time and with frequent attendance at DA meetings that the price of freedom from the uneasiness and hollow feelings he felt was every day to trust in the higher power and turn his sadness over to the God of his understanding as he understood him. And that really struck me, that it's a suggestion every day to do it. And if I really want to get better and I want to feel better, then am I willing to do it every day? That it's every day, one day at a time, just like it is with anything else. And so I've been doing that practice, and I've always felt very different in all of my fellowships. And this is why I have felt different. Because it's not just character defects of self-pity and despair. It's something more that is just so natural to tell me that I'm not enough. And that I'm going to be sad for the rest of my life. And I know today that that's not true. That is depression trying to beat me up. And when I can think about it in that way, it really helps. Because that's not what my higher power wants. You know, in the big book, it talks about, you know, we don't struggle. We take it easy, we relax, and we don't struggle. My higher power doesn't want me to struggle. So when I question what is the universe's will for me, you know, it's peace. And I have to work at it. And today, apparently, I'm choosing to work on it. And I knew that when things were declining with my mom and she left, what was finally uncovered was depression. Because I have been working so hard to keep it together, to do what had to be done. And all of a sudden, I don't have to do that work. And there's nothing left to look at but me. And so I'm learning to do that here. I really didn't expect that this was going to feel like this. But like peeling the layer after layer after layer, this is what's here. And this is where my recovery is. So I'm really grateful to have a co-sponsorship group, and to work with others is really important. And I'm understanding that at a much deeper level than I ever have before, because my recovery is in the Anon fellowships. It's because of you, of him, of her. It's not because of me. And this just speaks to the very core of the darkness that's there. And that I don't have to live there anymore. So today, you know, after being able to identify with, I think I started saying, you know, hi, I'm Amber. I identify as having depression. And then that evolved into, hi, I'm Amber, I have depression. Because I really needed to be able to accept and own that I have this. And maybe it's different from yours, but it doesn't matter what the spectrum is. That, you know, those of us who are here as members, that we identify as having some kind of depression and being affected by that. And today I can say that I'm recovering from depression, but I had to be able to name it first. I'm feeling like a little bit more, I don't know, grounded, like maybe that was like all the hard stuff. So, I've recently just, not lost someone, but, my sponsor in another fellowship, is not well enough to sponsor me. So that's, you know, I'm a little concerned about that. And I'm finding that I need to say higher power, I don't know what's supposed to happen next, but just show me where I need to go, put whoever in my path that is meant to help me to keep going, and to continue my work with my co-sponsorship group. As you know, we just celebrated that, okay, we've done 1, 2, and 3, you know, we celebrated that we've worked through steps 1, 2, and 3. And now, you know, we graduate into step 4, and that we're going to do that together. And we don't quite know what that's going to look like, but we're going to talk about it. And I'm really thankful to everyone who comes to DA meetings and my recovery family that I've invited here today. Thank you for coming. So this is all healing tears. It's not sad tears. It's not depressive tears. It's healing tears. And I wanted to just share lastly that through a series of step 3, events in the last 2 weeks, really, I've heard that, you know, one, surrender immediately every day. And I've been doing a surrender practice every day. And I've been sharing that with people every day, because working with others is something that I need to be doing every day. And that going to meetings is important, but working with others is really important for me to do in my program. And I've asked for help to you know, a recovery friend locally to be with me in the mornings. That's my 20 minutes. So I'm just going to wrap up. And so we've been talking almost every day, but consistently. And we talk about, it's maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and we share what we'd like to surrender, what we'd like to let go of. There may be some, you know, gratefulness shared, some acceptance, which I hear is the answer, which many of you probably know. And that's been really wonderful to share regularly with another person who I can see in person at an open meeting that I go to weekly. And I'm finding some other places where I can practice that surrender. So that's been, I've been getting a lot from that. I'm gaining a lot from that practice. So I thank you very much for listening and for being here and for bearing with me as I struggle to just find the words and share. And I'm glad I threw my little piece of paper away, because it's distracting and it does take me away from my higher power. And I wanted to really show up and be, you know, messy and fumbly with breaks and ums and ohs. And so thank you for the grace for that. And I'll turn it back over to Shauna.